Coach, how different is it for you, and we've asked you this a couple different times, but to have Peyton Manning as your quarterback, how much does that change the way you approach each practice each day?
Well, in training camp, OTAs, mini camps, we have our install that we're going through, so that part of it's not changing. It's just some of the things that you may do might be a little bit different just because of who he is and what he's done in the past and, you know, what we're going to do moving forward.
This is a benchmark day for him, getting him back in pads. Obviously, there's not a real pass rush because nobody can touch him, but it seems like there's kind of been milestones along this whole process.
Well, yeah, I think he's just coming out every day to get better, and that's what he's going to do. He's just going to come out here and do whatever he can do to be in the best shape he can come the opener.
Some of the defensive guys were joking about yesterday that it's rules 1, 2, 3, 4, don't hit the quarterback.
We try to tell them that every year, but that doesn't always happen. So, you know, we always tell them to stay away from the quarterbacks, but, hey, they're doing their job. They're trying to go after the quarterback every play, and we're dropping back to throw it, and their natural instinct comes out from time to time.
How's Peyton looked even from when you got him first day in the spring to now, today?
He looked good when we first got him, to be honest with you. And I knew, some things he had told us before he got here, what he thought of where he was, and he's gotten better every day, and he's worked extremely hard to get to the point where he is right now.
How do you think Demaryius is going to adjust to maybe seeing less man coverage and more crowded coverage on him?
Well, you're going to have to pick your poison. What are teams going to want to do to try to stop us? Whether it's if we're running the football, throwing the ball, and we're just going to have to wait and see how teams are going to try to play us with Peyton. So I can't tell you that'll be a week-to-week deal of, what certain defensive coordinators, what their philosophy is going to be to try to stop us one way or the other. And then we'll have to make adjustments accordingly, and the receivers will be out there, maybe doing some different things.
You think Demaryius' learning curve is at a good stage as far as, making those adjustments to maybe being in more traffic?
Well, the system's in place. We're running the same system. And we've added some things. Don't get me wrong there. We've added plenty of things that we wanted to do in the past, or that we've seen Peyton do, or that Peyton wanted to add, and that we've talked about doing some things. So majority of it we've already been running for the last couple of years when he's been here. So with experience, everybody gets better. So over time, like the linemen last year, with JD and Zane last year, over time they got a lot better. And Demaryius got better every game last year too. So that's the way we hope all players are.
Coach, I'm sorry we jumped in a little bit late, but
okay.
If you don't mind, how much did you enjoy the Manning Decker show today?
It was fun. It's great to see guys go out there and give the receivers a lot of opportunities with what we're doing, and they're doing a nice job of buying into what we're doing offensively. And when you have a quarterback like that, you got to be in the right spot because he's going to hit you when you're supposed to.
Eric mentioned how enjoyable it is when you catch one of those over Champ. Is there a little piece of you that gets a little, all right, that was nice?
Yeah, but you got to be careful. You got to pick your battles. It's not always going to happen that way, but he did a nice job on those routes.
What's your impressions of Caldwell?
He's done a nice job for us. He's got good speed. What we saw on film before we brought him in here, and that's something we thought we needed to bring in a veteran that had some speed and could, stretch the field. And he's played a lot of football, so it's an experienced guy to come in and could step right in and not skip a beat.
Does Tammy and Stokely, does that help the other guys kind of get used to this new quarterback in the center?
Well, I think some of the things that players can ask them is maybe some of the ways, Peyton's talked about running certain routes or certain adjustments we've made. So it's always good to be able to go back and ask someone for a few tips, not just the coaching staff, but when they're in meetings by themselves or doing certain things out here, routes versus air, in the offseason when they're working out, when we couldn't be with them. It always helps when you have those guys that know what the quarterback likes to do.
What's your gauge at where Cooper's at compared to the gruesome injury that he had, I guess, 8 months ago or 9 months ago?
You'd have to ask him that, to be honest with you. We're going to take it slow with him and just gradually work him back into it. He'll probably tell you he wants to do more, but I'm not in charge of that, and I'm not a doctor by any means, so we're just going to make sure that he's ready to come the opener.
Mike, are you using your terminology from last year?
Yes.
When did you feel like Peyton had a good handle on that?
Well, when he first came in, that's the first thing he said, I want to learn your system. And we've changed some things, don't get me wrong. There's been a few things, but a majority of it's our system that we've run and the terminology. And, to Peyton's credit, he says, listen, the organization knows the terminology you guys have used. So I'll learn certain things and I'll ask for some flexibility and call certain things a certain way. And that's what we've done. So there's a happy medium. So, he had a good idea of it, and then, you know, we changed some things also to help him out, the things that he said, hey, do you mind if we do this? And that's what we've got to right now. But he's a veteran. The veterans, it's easy for them. They just go back to their old terminology and compare it to the new one and say, okay, this means this, and then give them a couple times and they'll figure it out.
I know you went back initially when the team was interested and looked at some of those things. You mm-hmm. had them.
Mm-hmm.
When did you have sort of the playbook ready to give everybody?
Really the day before we got to training camp, probably. Just because, you know, we did some things this off season, and then I like to get away from it a little bit and then go on vacation and come back in. And just a couple things that that some of the staff and I talked about during vacation, a few things to say, hey, let's add this, let's add that. And then Brian Callahan made the final touches on the book, you know, the week we got back in. But majority of it was done. There wasn't a lot that we changed.
You were supposed to do that.
Well, I didn't do it until the last 2 days, to be honest with you.